This is Rabbi Chaim Bravner of Web Yeshiva with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim chapter 70 and 71, Ayin and Ayin Aleph. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva. The chapters Ayin and Ayin Aleph, 70 and 71, are going to be studied together. That's because only chapter Ayin 70 has a heading, Lamnatzeach leDavid laHazkir. Lamnatzeach leDavid laHazkir, which is clearly a Tehillim kind of beginning. But what is called chapter Ayin Aleph 71 doesn't have a heading, and therefore it's probably true that they should be learned together or read together as one. the idea of lahazkir, the word lahazkir, also appears in Tehillim Lamed Chet 38, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. And as is generally true with these introductory words, we don't clearly understand what the word might mean. It could refer to a type of music, a nigun, a way of saying a mizmor. It was a azkir kind of mizkor, but I can't really say what it means. On the other hand, it's quite obvious that this is a heading. Right, it's the way the Mizmor was recorded for those who said it, either in the Beit HaMikdash or in other formal occasions. So our Mizmor begins with Lam Natzeach, not Mizmor, as in Lam Tchel, Le David Lahazkir. And the Mizmor begins, this combined Mizmor, begins with a prayer for salvation, and introduces the element of busha, of shame. And the specific request, Pasuk Bet Elokim Lahatzileini, please, quickly, come to save me. Hashem Le'ezrati Chusha, come quickly to help me. Save me, help me. But the exact nature of the help is not stated until Pasuk Gimel, and that itself deserves a comment. Pasuk Gimel says, Yevoshu v'yachperu mevakshei nafshi. These words, I implore God, Sheyevoshu v'yachperu. Those are the words that are of importance in this mizmor, because they have not been used before. Yevoshu, busha, does not refer to general embarrassment, but it refers to somebody who no longer has hope, whose hope has, for some result, has disappeared, has gone up in smoke. So Yevoshu v'yachperu mevakshei nafshi means that this should happen to those who plan on doing me in. The ones who are planning to harm me, Yevoshu v'yachperu, yisogu achov yikalmu. So again, the Baal HaMizmor is not simply trying to use up all the words in the Hebrew dictionary. What he means is that the enemies should be thwarted. They should be beaten. They should be destroyed in battle. And yet he uses these words, busha and chapara. He says that, after all, life is about a plan. Life is about a plan. It's an indication that you know where you're going. And therefore, sometimes, even if the plan is thwarted for a time, you resume. You have faith that the plan is good and will ultimately serve the purpose, and you will be able to carry out that plan. So this is also true for the enemy. The enemy also has a plan, and the enemy is interested in carrying out that plan. For we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Yevoshu v'yachperu. They should not only be defeated for the moment, but they should understand that the plan that they had to destroy Am Yisrael or to harm Am Yisrael, that plan is no longer viable. That's what Yevoshu v'yachperu means. It's a prayer not about a moment, but it's a prayer to change the reality, the way people think about things, their understanding of the world. So that is the prayer that we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on the other hand, we ask for simcha for ourselves. Pasuk Hei. Yasisu v'yismichu v'cha kol mivakshecha. All those who seek you should have simcha, should have joy in that search. Yasisu v'yismichu kol mivakshecha. In other words, victory is not the operative word that Chazal use or that the Baal HaMizmor uses. The word that they use is simcha. Simcha is the opposite of busha. It's knowing that you've done the right thing, that you're going in the right direction, and more important, that the future is intact because the plan is a good one. You know that when Adam and Chava left Eden, they discovered busha. They discovered that they didn't know what it was that they were supposed to do, where it was that they were headed. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to intervene and give them clothes to wear. And the clothes was an indication that they had something to do in the world. They had to create a world that had an orientation to tzniut, to goodness, to together, working together, building the family and the world. This is what they understood. V'lo yitposhashu. They had a plan. They knew that there was a direction. So here the Baal HaMizmor says first, I wish them busha, and I wish ourselves a simcha. And that is my prayer. That is my prayer.